A petition has been created by Six Nations residents concerned with the operations of a local cannabis facility that is licensed under the Six Nations Cannabis Commission. The petition called for the facility, Legacy Farms, that's located on Fourth Line Road, just outside the village of Oswegan, to have its cannabis growing license revoked. Rhonda Martin, a Six Nations resident, spoke in a Facebook Live video on May 20th, where she detailed what led to the petition being created.
This petition is from the concerned residents of Six Nations Grand River Territory. The subject is the opposition to the massive cannabis grow-out on Six Nations Grand River Territory. It states that we, the undersigned concerned residents, respectfully petition the Six Nations Cannabis Commission to revoke the license of the cannabis grow-out located at 1581 Fourth Line Road, Oswegan, Six Nations Grand River. In the Mohawk language, the Dish Belt, it outlines the responsibilities as stewards of the land to take only what we need to share and to protect the earth.
She then shared the concerns that residents have with the cannabis facility that are outlined in the petition.
It has been known that an environmental impact study was never done. As a result, the Fourth Line Road grow-out raised the following concerns. One is its location. The massive operation is located in close proximity to a highly populated area, also abuts the property lines to many residential homes, and is in close proximity to the daycare, to the school, to our Iroquois Lodge, where houses our elderly, and to local businesses. Second, there is water and environmental concerns. Massive grow operations consume significant water and may involve runoff, pesticides, and run other environmental risks, interfering with streams, wetlands, fish and wildlife, medicines, and it has notable increased damage to our Carolinian forests. Third, the odor and air quality. Cannabis cultivation produces strong odors that can affect the quality of life and property values for nearby residents. Fourth, the security and crime. Grow operations attract criminal activity and illegal immigrants and non-band members residing on-site, requiring heavy security infrastructure, ultimately altering the character of our community. Five, the traffic and noise. Increased traffic from employees, deliveries, or construction activities poses safety and noise issues with their lengthy working hours.
Martin called for action from Six Nations Elected Council and says the community's health should always be a priority.
As stewards of the land, we demand that the Six Nations Cannabis Commission revoke any licenses, permits, or applications related to the 1581 Fourth Line Road cannabis grow-up operation immediately. We respectfully ask that our people's health, safety, and well-being always be a priority in all land use decisions.
Recently, Six Nations elected chief Sherry Lynn Hill commented on the situation and stated that a community engagement session would be made available for Six Nations residents to voice their concerns and opinions, although no consultation date has been set as of yet. But in a May 17th press release, Six Nations elected council advised the community that council, quote, acknowledges the seriousness of the concerns shared by our community regarding outdoor growing of cannabis. As always, the health and safety of the community is paramount. As part of our due diligence, Six Nations of the Grand River elected council has sought legal advice on options to remedy and or mitigate the current issues, end quote. CJKS reached out to Six Nations elected council for further comments on the press release, but council says they are currently waiting for legal advice, so there is nothing further to share at this time. Legacy Farms was also contacted for comment, but were not available at the time of publication. CJKS will be following up on this story next week as more updates are provided. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.